Locals say they're used to beach parties, but not like this. More than 6,000 people descended on Troon Beach to enjoy the sunshine. Many were young people with bags of booze turning out for an event organised on Facebook. Pictures show a young girl in a bikini passed out on the sand, another of a boy bleeding and being treated by paramedics. The local shop owner told me he called the police after a fight broke out close to his door. This woman who lives nearby says it's the worst she's ever seen.
There was a gentleman who lives in Victoria Drive and he'd had a glass bottle thrown at his window, so he'd called the police. The place was just, I don't know, I never saw it, so many people in all my life.
It was quite scary then.
Oh aye. Especially children on the beach. It wasn't right at all. It was really horrific. I mean, they've been down the last two summers, but never to the extent they were yesterday, and it's the drink they've got with them.
Paul Main, Chief Superintendent, who's in charge of policing in Ayrshire. The volume of alcohol is unprecedented. Some of my most experienced supervisors says I've never seen as much alcohol been surrendered or taken from youths. 10 people arrested, the youngest was 14, the oldest was 20, and the offences for which they arrested were largely breach of the peace and kind of disturbance type offences, but two people have been arrested for in possession of offensive weapons. One was a knuckle duster and one was brandishing a bottle.
Got to find some more rubbish.
No.
Go and find some more bottles and put them in the bin bag.
It's a different story today though. Volunteers were out early doors cleaning up the beach. If you just want to tell us your name.
Alright, hi, it's Matt.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
As well?
What's
your name?
Isla.
No, speak normally, not like
Isla.
That's it.
How old are you, Isla?
5.
Can you tell us what we're doing down here?
Picking up rubbish.
What have you found?
Socks.
What else have you found?
A cup.
What did you pick out of the sea?
A packet of Quest, but it was empty.
So, did you see any of the trouble yesterday?
The families, small children, you know, it was slightly intimidated at times with just the volume of people, but the police did a fantastic job. We worry about the children, but they seemed to be quite robust about it.
Hi, my name's Bernadette. I've stayed in Troon all my life. Been out right along at the dunes, the tractor's been along, full of towels that people have left behind. Probably about 300 towels on the way to the Fisherman's Mission. Amount of clothing that's been left behind. I hate to think how some people got home and what they were wearing, but it's just unreal the amount of stuff that's been left behind. It really is. And it's the minority that spoil it for the majority.
Police have praised the response of the community, which has had to deal with this sort of trouble before. But everyone I spoke to wants more done to ensure everyone can enjoy the beach in peace.